Consultants told Roanoke City Council earlier this week that the land, known as Evans Spring, could be well suited for a more intimate, human-scaled neighborhood with single-family homes, shops, and green space. The group gave City Council its first update since the city tasked the consultants in December with devising a master plan for the land. Veronica Fleming works for a Richmond-based firm that's part of the project. She discussed the opposition.
Just no development at all was the predominant feel. However, when you dig deep and when folks acknowledge that, in fact, some development is likely to happen there, people were very intentional about saying what they did and did not want to see.
Fleming said if commercial development were to occur, residents preferred small, locally owned businesses, a neighborhood grocery store, restaurants, and a theater, as well as a preference for small, affordable homes instead of high-rise apartments. Teresa Gill Walker, a resident and member of a citizens advocacy group, We the Friends of Evans Spring, told council that they would prefer to see the land become a city park. Consultants will hold a community meeting at 7 o'clock tonight at William Fleming High School to share this same presentation if you'd like to hear more or ask questions. For more stories like this, visit RoanokeRambler.com. I'm WFIR's Taylor Sherrill.